Today's devotional, the gift of life. Life is a precious gift from God, given to us not just for our time on earth, but also for eternity with Him. In the Bible, we see life described as a blessing, a purpose-filled journey, and an opportunity to experience God's love and grace. Let's explore what Scripture says, what it says about life and how we can live it fully, reflecting God's glory. Life as a gift. The breath of life. Genesis 2:7. Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostril, and the man became a living person. From the very beginning, life has been a gift from God. He is the one who breathed life into humanity, forming us with his own hands. This life is not just physical, but spiritual, with a deep connection to God as a source of all life. Take a couple of moments to reflect on the fact that your life is a gift from God. How are you cherishing and honoring that gift? What are you doing to show that you can also be your life, be a gift to God? Spend time in gratitude, thanking God for the life He has given you, and seeking ways to live with purpose and intention. The purpose of life, to know God. John 17:3. And this is the way to have eternal life. To know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. The true purpose of life is found in knowing God through Jesus the Christ. Our relationship with Him is the foundation for everything else we do. Life is not just about existing. It's not just about waking up and going to work. It's about thriving in relationship with the one who created us. Pursuing a deeper relationship with God should be a constant thing. Take time today to seek Him, to know Him more intimately. The fullness of life comes from walking with God, not just knowing about Him, but truly knowing Him. The abundance of life is to live in Christ. John 10:10, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life, or life and life in abundance. Jesus came not just to give us life, but to give it abundantly. He desires that we live a life filled with joy, peace, and purpose. Though challenges and trials do come, the life Jesus offers transcends circumstances, bringing fulfillment and meaning even to the most uncomfortable situations. Experiencing the abundant life that Jesus offers is constant. We can have it every day. If not, ask Him to fill your heart with His joy and peace. Remember that this abundant life is not measured by material wealth or worldly success, but by the depth of your relationship with Christ. Everything else is a byproduct. The fragility of life, numbering our days, Psalms 90:12. It teaches us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. Life on earth is fragile and fleeting. Scripture reminds us that our days are numbered and we are to live wisely, making the most of every opportunity. This perspective helps us to focus on what truly matters, our relationship with God and others. You need to use the time with God wisely and use that time because He's given it to you. Reflect on your priorities and make sure they align with what truly matters in light of eternity. Ask God for wisdom to live purposefully each day, making the most of the time He has entrusted to you. Jesus is the way. He's the source of life, John 14:6. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus is the source of eternal life. Through Him, we find our way to the Father and experience the fullness of life that God intended for us. Without Christ, life is incomplete. But in Him, we find true fulfillment and the promise of eternal life. Looking to Jesus as the source of life is supposed to be a constant. Surrender your life to Him, knowing that He alone can guide you into the fullness of life with God. If you are searching for meaning, turn to Christ, for He is the way to the Father and the life your soul longs for. The promise of eternal life, life beyond death, John 11:25. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. The hope of eternal life is one of the greatest promises God gives us through Jesus. Even though our physical bodies will die, Those who believe in Christ will live forever. This truth offers hope and comfort in the face of death and assures us that life doesn't end when we leave this world. How does the promise of eternal life impact the way you live today? Let the hope of eternity shape your perspective, giving you peace and confidence in the face of life's uncertainties. Live with the assurance that in Christ, you have life that never ends. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life. Help us to live with purpose, knowing that our days are precious and our ultimate fulfillment comes from you. Guide us to experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give and to live each day in the light of eternity. We praise you for the promise of eternal life and the hope that we have in Christ, in the name that is above all name, Jesus, Yeshua. Amen. Life is not just about the years we spend on earth, but about the relationship we cultivate with God, the source of all life. Whether you are in a season of abundance or a time of challenge, know that God is with you every step of the way. Embrace the gift of life with gratitude. Live each day with purpose and look forward with hope to the eternal life that awaits in Christ. Remember, life is most fully lived when it is rooted in Him. Be blessed and be encouraged.